I will start back again from Chav Tesh Amud Aleph. Bo Bayom Dorash Rabbi Akiva V'chol Kli Cheres. U'mi'achar De'in Lo Loma Tome. There's no pasuk in the Torah that tells me that Shlishi or Avi Betruma, right? Why is it Tome? Omer of Yehuda Marav Minat Torah Ein Lo. There's no pasuk in the Torah, but Midin Kal V'Chomer Yesh Lo. But we can learn from the V'Chomer, and that's why Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said that a Dor Achron is going to come along and be Mafrich this Kal V'Chomer, or at least think they're Mafrichid. Umat Tvul Yom Shemuter Bechulin. A Tvul Yom is anybody who was Tamei for a day or the end of his Tuma. He goes to the mikveh that day, and he becomes tahor legabe chulin. Right? He touches chulin, it's what's it called, it doesn't become tamei. But legabe truma, he passels truma. Posel betruma, still, tvul yom passels truma. Kikor sheni, she posel bechulin, a kikor sheni, which is tamei, by chulin. Right? Ein odin, she yasa shlishi betruma. Surely it should make a shlishi by truma. Where it says no equal and mifrich malat tvul yom shekein avatuma, a tvul yom can be an avatuma, right? A tvul yom could be a tvul yom of a zov, right? After he finishes his shivinikiyim on the last day, so he tovels and he's mutter to what's it called? He's not metame chulin, he's mutter bechulin, and he's just what's it called? Not allowed to eat truma or touch truma without making a tame until the night time. So he's an avatuma. Right, but a ochel, kikar sheni, can never be an avatuma. Food and what's it called, and drink can never be an avatuma. Only odom v'kelim can be an avatuma. Teisei mitvul yom, right, Zemora says, what's a shen avatuma? Teisei mitvul yom, the sheretz. No, okay, there is a tvul yom that's not an avatuma. Somebody touched the sheretz, so they told me for that day, and they tovel during the daytime, and they're not metame chulin, and they passel truma till the nighttime. So therefore, what's it called? Matlu tvul yom de sheretz, you came b'mino avatuma. No, can't learn it from a tvul yom of sheretz, because a tvul yom of sheretz, right, at least b'mino there's an avatuma, right? That a sheretz, what's it called, the concept of avatuma exists by tvul yom de sheretz. Rashi, there's a lot of Rashi here. Okay. Umat tvul yom meacher de ein lo mikra min haTorah lama hu tamei betruma v'Rav Yochanan de ka'amar osid dor acher letaro aval hu hayom etamo. Right? Why taka? Where do we know that there's a shlishi that tamei betruma? Umat tvul yom shalo heriv shem shimsho. A tvul yom, somebody who goes to the mikveh the last day of his tuma or the day of his tuma, and hasn't yet had hariv shemish. So shemuter bechulin kedamrim biyavamis ha'orel tal tekroik see. There's three psukim. Toval va'ala muter lechulin l'maisa. Right, he was tovel, and he comes up out of the mikveh. He is muter now to eat maiser. Maiser's muter with a tvul yom. And chulin, heriv shimsho ochel betruma. If once the night time comes, now he's mutter to eat truma, but he wasn't mutter to eat truma as long as he was a tvul yom. Hevi kaparos. So if he's also a mechusar kippurim, he has to bring a korban. So then he's not allowed to eat kodshim until he brings his korban. Betumer shehu bas korban mutter bekodshim. Then he brings his kapar. He's allowed to eat kodshim. Until then, he's a mechusar kippurim. He's not allowed to eat kodshim. Kikar sheni shepasul bechulin d'chsiv kol asher besocho yitma. We learned that a kikar sheni, right, is tamei bechulin, right, because it says that if you have a sheretz touches a klicheres on the inside, so now the klicheres is a rishon. Any food inside the kli is tamei. That's a sheni. Right, so you see a sheni, it doesn't differentiate between truma or chulin or kodshim. It's all tamei. Same thing, even chulin. Right, yitma chulin truma v'kodshim b'mashma din hu shiyasa shlishi b'truma. So kal v'chomer that what's it called? If a sheni, what's it called, is tomei even b'chulin, But it's only posel truma. Surely, what's it called? That it surely can be posel truma to make a shlishi. Right? If a sheni bechulin can surely make a shlishi betruma. The dial lekel the memers. Why don't we say dial lovel menadin should only be a sheni? Because you can't say dial. Why? The imkain botle kavachomers. You don't need a kavachomer to tell me it's a sheni. That what's it called? That a sheni's tummy betruma. Because that you know from the same pasuk that you know a sheni's tummy bechulin. It doesn't differentiate. The ha sheni betruma mikro mishtama kichulin. The kaim alon the hecha the mifrach kavachomer lo amrin dial. Wherever the kavachomer would be useless. If you say dio, then you don't say dio. And you learn from the kavachomer more than what you're learning from. Shemar says, no, you can't learn from what's it called from Tvul Yom, Shekain Avatuma, Kigon Tomei Meis, O Zov, O Metzora, Shehein Betumas and Ovos. Now you can have a Tvul Yom of a Tomei Meis. Right? And the last day he's what's it called, he's an Avatuma. He came into contact with a mace who's avi avosatuma. He's an avatuma, and what's it called? He's tamei for what's it called for 7 days. He has to go through the paraduma, but on the seventh day he's a tvul yom. He finishes his process of paraduma on the seventh day. Goes to the mikveh. After that, he's a tvul yom. He's a tvul yom who is an avatuma or a zov, right? He goes through shiva nikiyim. On the seventh day, he goes to the mikveh, and he's allowed to eat chulin then, but he's not allowed to what's called eat kachim or truma. Truma he's allowed to eat after it gets dark, and kachim when he'll bring his korban. Or a metzora, same thing. So they're all avosatuma. So you can't learn from tvul yom, because that's an avatuma, right? But masha'en kein, a kikar shein, he can never be an avatuma. So Mar says, okay, learn mitzvul yom the sheretz, which is not an avatuma. The sheretz is an av. And the person who, person who touched the sheretz is only a rishon the tuma. He's a tvul yom. Adam shenaga b'sheretz rishon the tuma hu, havi, velo avatuma, the chitoval huter lechulin. And when he's tovel, he's mutter to eat chulin, right? Va'asal the truma, va'fil and again, he can't even touch truma, surely not eat it. Tchsiv nami harif shemesh b'kharif shemesh b'kelim b'mayim yuva v'tomei ad ha'ore v'toher v'hal v'negiyah hu l'ishtamish bo truma. Right, even by a kli it says that a tvul yom, a kli that's a tvul yom, you can't put truma in. That's for surely for negiyah. The kelim don't eat truma. Right, v'ashmina the kli tvul yom posole. Right, a tvul yom posels what's it called, a kli, that it shouldn't have, what's it called, it shouldn't be no gea betruma. Mar says, no, you can't learn from tvul yom de sheretz, even though it's not an avatuma, right, it's only a rish on the tuma, just like the kikor could be a rish on the tuma. Shekein yesh bemino avatuma. Im hoya no gea kli ze, or adam ze v'neis, nasa avatuma. Right, l'maisa, a kli tvul yom could be an avatuma, if it touched a mace. Then the kli becomes an avatuma. Letame adam v'kelim. And the kli now can metame adam v'kelim because it's an avatuma. Tomer ba'ochel she'eno nas avatuma. But food can never become an avatuma. Afilu al yidei meis. Even if food comes in contact directly with a meis, it's not an avatuma. Why? Dechsiv v'chol asher yiga bo hatame yitma. Right? Anything that the tame touches becomes tame. And here we learn that a person who touched a mace, who's a tamei mace, is metamei adam v'kelim. He's a rishon, he's an av. He came in contact with the avi avos. He's an av, and an avatum is metamei adam v'kelim. A rishon is only metamei ochel umashke. The al karkach b'tamei mace sheyesh lo tahara b'mikvaksiv. It has to be talking about a person who touched the mace, who becomes an avatuma, because in order to become an avatuma, you have to be something that could have tahara b'mikveh. That if you put it in the mikveh, become tahar. The haksiv le'elminei, v'hizah hator al atomei, v'rochas b'mayim. Dover sheyesh lo tahara nasa avatuma, b'maga tomei meis, al yidei maga hameis. Yotzu ochlin u'mashkin v'klichera she'en lo tahara. That excludes ochlin and mashkin, because they don't have tahar. You can't put an ochel in the mikveh and becomes tahar. And even though a mashke, water at least, you could, but that's not because of tvila, that's because of zriya. right? It becomes part of the mikveh itself. But there's no such thing as tvila by ochlim and mashkin. They can't become tohar by putting them into a mikveh. And klicheres also, yishishover. Klicheres becomes tameh, it can't become tohar in a mikveh. So those three things are excluded from being an avatuma, even if they touch avi avos atuma. Even if they came in contact with an avi avos, they only become a rishon, they don't become an av. Okay, so Gemara says, she came with mino avatuma. So Gemara says, no, klicheres yochiach. Klicheres, what's it called, klicheres yochiach. Let's see the Rashi instead of explaining it twice. She'ein b'mino avatuma. There's klicheres, like we just said, can't be an avatuma because it doesn't have tara b'mikvah. U'metayas hatruma kishu rishon. Right, and a klicheres, when it's a rishon the tuma, is metame truma to make it a sheni. Okay, metayas hatruma shurishon. V'kosh kein shaposla. Surely apostles, it makes even tame. Okay, avato al tetama al kikar sheni shafalpi she'ein b'mino avatuma. Same thing with a kikar sheni, even though by Oakland there's no such thing as an avatuma, still it makes a shlishi by truma, kalvachomer. Okay, shafal pisha ein b'mino avatuma yifsel. The time alab avatuma talis. You see over here that being an avatuma is not what makes something into a shlishi. Even something that can never be an avatuma can make a shlishi mikalvachomer. Gemara says no. Malakli cheres. She came mitame miaviro. Klicheres has another chumra, that it becomes tame from the inside, from the avir, even if you don't touch it. Right? You put something into the avir of a klicheres, the klicheres becomes tame. Other kelim, you have to touch it. You can touch it on the outside or the inside, but if it doesn't touch, it's not tame. So, tvul yom yochiach. No, tvul yom will be mochiach. He does not mitame miaviro, and still, what's it called? Only benigia. And still, he makes a, what's it called, a sheni bechulin, koshkein, to make a shlishi betruma. The choser adin. Oh, no, but what's it called? Then we go back and we say, no, but a full yom, why is yesh bemino avatuma? That's why he can make a sheni. Right? Lo re'ize, kire'ize, the choser adin. It goes back and forth. Right? We'll try to bring a raya from klicheres. No, klicheres is metame miaviro. Okay, so then we'll try to bring a raya from tvul yom. What's it called? No, tvul yom is yesh b'mino avatuma. So lo re'izeh k'rizeh. The chumra of this one is not the same as the chumra of that one. Lo re'izeh k'rizeh. Atzad ha'shov ha'shov ha'hen. So that can't be that the chumra of metame me'aviro or the chumra of yesh b'mino avatuma is the reason why it makes a sheni b'chulit. Because what's it called? It's not mishtaber that it's this chumra and this chumra that are goring. There must be something at tzad hashaveh that they have in common that makes them both metame asheni bechulin. What is that? What's hashad hashaveh? Shvehen shemutarim bechulin uposlim betruma. That they, what's it called, are mutar bechulin, right? And they're posel truma. So therefore we learn from there that what's it called, that a kikar sheni is also metame, what's it called, betruma, metame, posel betruma. Koshkein, kikar sheni, she posel bechulin, posel betruma. Okay. Okay, now there's a letter Rashi here. Okay. Okay, klicheres yochiach, she'ein b'mino avatuma. The klicheres can never become an avatuma, like we said, because it doesn't have tara b'mikvah. The only way you metire a klicher is by breaking it. Umetame is atruma, kshu rishon, the kol shekain shaposla. And klicheres is metame truma, right, when it's a rishon, and surely it passels it. Afato al tetama el kikar sheni, shafopi shein bemino avatuma. Same thing, a kikar sheni, even though it can't possibly become an avatuma, yifso, still should passel truma, right, and make it a shlishi. The time of love, the avatuma talis. You see that being an avatuma is not the reason why you can make a shlishi. Because klicheres can't be an avatuma, and still it's metame shlishi. No, it says, mala klicheres, tvul yom yochiach. No, klicheres has another chumra. It's metame me'avira, without touching. So no, it's tvul yom yochiach. She'en klishet if haroi l'tvila metame me'avira uposel truma. Right? The tvul yom, a kli that's a tvul yom,
is not mekabel kli shetef. In other words, what's it called? Either a kli of wood or a kli of metal or whatever. It's not mistame from the avir, and still it makes what's it called a sheni. So kavachomer by truma should be a shlishi. Lo rei tvul yom kirei licheres. Lomar shetam psul hatruma toli mishum shematame miaviro. You can't say that the chumra of klicheres is what makes it make a shlishi, right? Because it's not true. Because something else has that doesn't have that chumra, and it also makes a shlishi, right? Right. Toli mishum shematame aviro the hotvul yom enu matame aviro apostle. Still, also same thing, shlishi. V'lo rei klicheres liosav atuma b'mino kiri tvul yom. Right. The lekel ameimer time of the tvul yom. The pasul betruma mishum de minat atumahu. You can't say the chumra of tvul yom is goreng because it could be an avatuma, because klicheres can't be an avatuma, and it's not mistaber to say that this chumra and that chumra would goreng. It's more mistaber to say there's something in common between them that is the grama, right? The lesser laha chumra be klicheres upasul hatsada shava shebehen tzorich atolimtza chomer shava b'shneim. You have to find something in common for both of them. That's always the idea of a tzad ha-shaveh, that, and say that that's what causes it. And if the third thing has that tzad ha-shaveh, then it also causes the same thing. Liklos botam psul truma. Umahu tzad ha-shaveh shebehen shemetamin tvul yom ikri tameh. So Rashi has a different girsa here. Rashi has the girsa, what's the tzad ha-shaveh between tvul yom and klicheres? That they become tameh. That a tvul yom is called tame, d'chsivu bo hashemesh v'toher michlal da'ad hashta tame. He's called tame a tvul yom. Uklicheres k'siv tanu v'kirayim yutatz tmeim he. So the tzad hashava between them is that they're tame, and they make, and they what's it called, make a shlishi by truma. So therefore, what's it called, kikar sheni also makes a shlishi by truma. Uposlim b'truma the koshkin kikar sheni the posel tvei. Mi tvul yom shehu tame va'aser b'chulin sheifsel b'truma kavachomer. Tvul yom doesn't as an aser b'chulin, and he doesn't make chulin tame, but what's it called to be aser or meiser? But what's it called? But kikar sheni, right, is what's it called aser b'chulin. Even chulin can become a sheni, so therefore kavachomer makes a shlishi b'truma. Now Rashi says, "Uvachol asvarim k'siv," not what I just said. Our Gemara also has the other girsa. Hatzad hashava shehen shemuter bechulin upolsa betruma. The tzad hashava is that they're muter bechulin and posel betruma. L'chora, this is not true. A klicheres is never muter bechulin. It's tame. Whatever a klicheres is matame chulin truma, everything, not just truma. It's matame chulin too. Right, so that's not a tzad hashava, that what's it called, that it's mutar b'chulin. Ulahach lishna ein adam yochel lefarish eze klicheres shemutar b'chulin. What klicheres is only matame truma and not chulin? Whatever's in a klicheres, right, it says it becomes tame. It doesn't differentiate between kachim, truma, or chulin, like we said before. And what could be in a klicheres that's not matame chulin but matame truma? There's no such thing. Uvedolche gadol yeshuforish. Vedolche gadol. It means like this: klicheres hamukav tzomid posel. You have a klicheres that's completely closed up the opening of the klicheres. So the halacha is, Rashi says, shematzel al chulin shebesocho. If there's food of chulin inside, and that klicheres is in an oel hanes, so the halacha is that a tzomid posel doesn't let the tuma, the oel of the mace into the kli. And it remains tahar by chulin. The ain matzal ala truma shebesolcho. But if there's truma inside the tzomid pasul, it becomes tame. Rashi says, I said, that's what you could learn, maybe. That's how a klicheres, why it is not matame chulin, but yes matame truma. If there's chulin inside a klicheres that happens to be in an oel hames, and there's a tzomid pasul alav, the chulin does not become tame, and the truma does. So Rashi says, "V'harbe gimgumim utshuvos ubitl shitas agamori yesh bedover." He can't say that. Bedochik gadol says, "Learn like that," but it's not true. Chada, the lo ashkhan de'ino masul betruma. First of all, we don't find anywhere that there's a difference between a food that's in a kli cheres somit posel in an olam mace, whether it's true or chulin. It's matzel on everything. It's not true that it only saves chulin. It doesn't save kachim. That's a special halacha, mala bekachim. But it does save truma and chulin. The bechagiga omar ein chatas nitzelis b'tzomit posel. Right, chatas, not kachim. Right, meaning what's it called? Me poraduma. It's an extra mile. Right? But the maisa, what's it called? Other truma for sure is saved. Ava truma lotznanba. Va'od einze poso betruma. It's not that the kli cheres is making the truma possible. The oel ha'meis is making the truma possible. The kli cheres is not saving it. The kli cheres is not what's making it tame. Right? The halo possible midi. Ela eino megin. It's the ola meis that's making the truma tame, not the klicheres. Klicheres is just not saving the truma from the ola meis. The old kolat sada shavash ignorish a bol lilmod chomer tzorashia chomer the zekal. Right, this is a cow. That what's it called? You can't. This is not a chumra. Right, this is the cool of the thing. The kolat sada shavash behen shemutarim bechulin. That's the tzara shava has to be. What's the chumra that is goring this halacha that it makes a shlishi betruma? Here's not a chumra, just the opposite. That's the kula that it's not metame chulin. That's not a chumra. That's a kula. So how do you learn the it's the kula that's goring it? The kula is not goring it. A chumra has to be goring it. The enzu shita b'chola gemara. Nowhere do we find that tzara shava like this, where we say that tzara shava is something that's a kula between the two of them. Ulaloshin Shapirashti Al Tishiveni Masha Omer Kli Cheres Yochiach Shahaya Lalahadi Hokocha Bidover Hadome Litful Yom Shafa Pisha Tohar Lechulin Pasal Litruma. Right? She bring what's it called a raya from something similar to Tful Yom, that even though it's Tohar Bechulin, it's Pasal Litruma. She ain't Zuchuva. The ain't Sarah Hokocha El Listor Chuvaso. The apostle truma of neshu avatuma. The only thing we're trying to bring from what's it called from klicheres is that something that's not shy to be an avatuma can also make a shlishi betruma. So that can't be the reason why it becomes a shlishi betruma by a tvul yom, because it's shy to be an avatuma. That can't be, because you see something doesn't have that chumra and it still makes a shlishi betruma. The Komahadr lay klicheres yochiach she'ein bo chomer zeu posel. The chain shitas rov hadinim. That's all through the Gemara. That's the pshat. We think this chumra is gorimit. So this doesn't have the chumra, what we're trying to learn out. Gemara says no, but a third thing doesn't have that chumra either, and it still has the same halacha. So that can't be the reason why it has this halacha. Kiahu de chol habosser. Similar gives an example of another tzara shavet. Minayin lebosser b'cholav shosher b'hanah. Gemara says, how do you know bosser b'cholav is osher b'hanah? Kal v'chomer. Uma orla shelo nevda ba'aveira. Asura b'hanah. Orla, you planted a tree, you didn't do any aveira, and still, or the fruit that's produced is osher b'hanah. Bosser b'cholav shenevda ba'aveira, bosser b'cholav you created through an aveira by cooking it. There's a separate issue of cooking bosser b'cholav. So Basar B'cholav, whether it was an Aveira in creating it, surely should be Asar B'Hanoah. If Orla, whether there was no Aveira in creating it, is Asar B'Hanoah, Basar B'cholav, whether there's an Aveira in creating it, surely should be Asar B'Hanoah. Right? The Bo Aveira B'Shulo, ain't no Din Shasar B'Hanoah. Where it says no. Marla Orla Shekain Lo Haisala Shasa Kosher. Orla never had a Shasa Kosher because the fruit, as soon as it came on the tree, was Asar. Never had, but Basar B'cholav had a Shasa Kosher. Basar B'cholav, the Basar was Mutter, and the Cholav was Mutter, right? And it only became Asar when it became Basar B'cholav. But the Orla, the fruit was never in the world to be Mutter, and then it became Asar. It was Asar from the very start when it became fruit. Where it says, no, Chametz of Pesach Yochiach. Chametz of Pesach is Asar B'Hanoah, and it had a Shasa Kosher. Erev Pesach, it was Kosher. It was Mutter. And then Pesach came, and now it's Asur. So, and it's still Asur B'Hanoah. So you can't say that the fact that Orla is Ein Lo Shasa Kosher is the reason why it's Asur B'Hanoah, and therefore by Basar B'cholav would have a Shasa Kosher, would not be Asur B'Hanoah, because Chametz of Pesach doesn't have that Chumrah. It had a shasa kosher and still it's asur bano. Gemara says no. Malach chametz of Pesach she came koris. Chametz shebo koris. Right? The chametz of Pesach is koris. So maybe you need to be chayiv koris to be asur bano. But basar b'cholov is only alav. It's not chayiv koris. So therefore, there's no isur hano. Gemara says no. Kilaya kerem yochiyah. Kilaya kerem or asur bano, and there's no chiyuv koris either. V'holi kilaya kerem nevdebo aveira. Right? Zriyasa. Kilaya kerem, what's it called? You did do an isur by planting kilaya kerem. So maybe that's the chumrah, right? The chumrah of Pesach, nomi, over b'bal yiroya. And the chumrah of Pesach, you also did an aveira, you're over b'bal yiroya. Becomes, what's it called? V'lo domi lo orla b'kula didei. They're not the same as orla and their kula. The kohav yehochacha, still it's ochacha. So the ma'aseh, all we have to do is find that the chumrah that we think causes this halacha is not the chumrah that causes it, because we find something else that doesn't have that chumrah and causes it. So the Gemara says, what's it called? So now we have a good kava chumrah with a tzara shada. We learn it from what's it called, from tvul yom, and with a holchacha from klicheres. Right, so the Gemara says v'dor acher par. What's it called? V'dor acher parich malat zarashavashen shekain yeshbo and tzad chomer. V'dor acher. What they're going to be mafuk this kav chomer? They're going to say no. Each one has its specific chumra, and maybe that's what is the cause, not the chumra that is in common. And what's it called? Kikar shein. He doesn't have either of those chumras. Right. Where it says, Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, why didn't he hold of that pircha? Tzad chomer lo parech. He says that's not a tzad hashava. Tzad hashava, it's more mistaber that one thing in common that causes the halacha, and if the third thing has that thing in common, it also has that halacha, then to say the two things that we find the halacha by, each one has a separate chumra, and therefore it's the separate chumra that causes it, not what they have in common. And therefore the third thing, which means a kikar shein, he doesn't have either of those chumras, and therefore it shouldn't be. So Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said, you don't learn like that. Tzad hashava is that it's more mistaber, what's it called, that the chumra that they have in common is what causes the halacha, and kikar shein has that in common too, than to say that each separate chumra is what causes the halacha, not what they have in common, and the third thing, kikar shein, doesn't have either of those chumras. The dor acher learned that your parich tzad chomer, each one has a chumra by itself. And Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said, no, we don't learn like that. It's more mistaber that there's some common chumra that causes it, and if that common chumra is in common to the third thing, then you learn that third thing from it too. Rashi, tzad chomer tvul yom yesh bo mino avatuma, it has a chumra, it's possible avatuma by a tvul yom, and klicheres metami miavira. So maybe that, each of these individual things, what's gomer, and kikar sheni doesn't have either of them. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, tzad chomer lo parich. Lo chashiv le pircha, hoel ve'ein chomer shebishneihem shav. It's not mistaber that either this chomer or that chomer. It must be something that both of them have in common that causes the halacha, not what's it called, not the separate chomers.
We're on Chav Tesom at base. About a quarter of the way down. Tanya Amar of Yossi. Menayin l'revi b'kodesh apostle. Okay, he said, let's go back. In Chulin, so Av HaTuma makes a Rishon, and a Rishon makes a Sheni, and that's where it ends. The Sheni is not Metame, a Shlishi. In Truma, the Sheni makes a Shlishi Posel, but the Shlishi can't make anything beyond that. It's Posel, but it's not Tomei, that it's Matamei others. And in Kodesh, by Koshin, the Shlishi makes a Revi, and the Revi is Posel, and it doesn't go beyond that. So Hulin, everything's up to a Sheni, Truma, Shlishi, and Kodeshim, a Revi. So how do you know that? I'm Rabbi Yosim, and I'm the Revi by Kodesh Apostle. How do you know Revi Bakodesh becomes Tomei to at least Pasul the Kodshim? Right? Again, it's not Tomei to be Matamei, something, there's no Chamishi, but it ends there, but it's Pasul. Vidinhu, to Kavachomer. Ma Mechusar Kippurim, Shemutar Betruma.
And Mechusar Kippurim, we said a person, a Yoledes, she gives birth, she has to be Tomei 7 days for a Zohar, and then she, what's it called, goes to the mikveh, and as soon as she goes to the mikveh, she's mutter to eat Meiser and whatever, and she's Tohar Lechulin. At night, she's mutter ready to eat Truma, but she's still considered a Mechusaris Kippurim, because she has to bring her carbon on the 40th day, 41st day. So until the 41st day, she's a tzvulas, what's it called, a mechusar kippurim. And the 41st day, she brings her carbon, and then she can eat kachin. So a mechusar kippurim is mutter betruma. Pasul bekodesh, still pasul bekodesh. Mechusar kippurim, what's it called, pasul's kodesh. She touches it, she makes it a pasul, and she's not allowed to eat kachin. Shlishi, she posel betruma. Shlishi, which is posel betruma, right? Eno din shu ye asa reviva kodesh. Surely it can make a reviva for kodesh. The lamadnu shlishi la kodesh min haTorah. So shlishi la kodesh we learn from a posik. Revi mi kavachomer. And this revi from the kavachomer from mechusar kippurim. Shlishi ba'adla kodesh min haTorah min olin. So where do we know that a shlishi is ba'kodesh? That there's such a thing as a shlishi ba'kodesh. Dichsiv, and that we learn from a pasuk. Dichsiv, v'habasar ashiyiga b'chol tamei lo ye'ochel. Right? But we're talking here about basar kodshim. Basar kodshim, that touched anything that's tamei, lo ye'ochel. Milo askinu d'noga b'sheni. A sheni is also tamei. Right? Even for chulin it's tamei. So it, a basar that touched anything tamei, right, can't be, that's basar kodesh, that touched even a sheni, because that's also called tamei. And Revi b'kavachomer, and the Revi we learn from, so we know a shlishi b'kodesh from this pasuk. How do you know Revi b'kodesh this pasuk? From kavachomer kedamorim, like we said, that we learn it from mechusar kippurim. Mechusar kippurim is what's it called? Mutter betruma and still on the kodshim, right? Mitame kodshim. Kol shekain, what's it called? A shlishi, which is aser betruma, is pasul betruma. Surely should make a revi bakodesh, and again we don't say dayo, because if you say dayo, there's no need for the kavachomer, because shlishi we know from the pasuk. If we wouldn't know shlishi from a pasuk, then we'd say dayo on the kavachomer. But since we know shlishi from a pasuk, the only reason you need a kavachomer is to tell me revi bakodesh. So whether it's mifrach kavachomer, you don't say dayo. Okay, Zirashi. Menayim l'revi b'kodesh hu pasul, the top of the second column. The lo amrina and tahar hu k'betruma. We don't say that revi already is tahar, just like by truma, there's no such thing as a revi. Mechusar kippurim, betumos atrichos carbon, can go zov, zov of yoledes and metzora. Those are four cases where you need a carbon in order to finish off the tahara process. Shemuta betruma pasul b'kodesh. B'yavamas yalfinin la, b'perik ha'orah. In the Yavamas, the Gemara learns out how we know that what's called a mechusar kippurim is mutter betruma but also bekodesh. Shlishi she pasul betruma kiryafinin leel mitvulya. A shlishi which is pasul by truma surely should be what's it called metame by kodesh, meaning that there's a revi, mitzvah revi. Dinu she yasu revi by kodesh. Velo tem ba'ayolavum nadin lios kenadum. The name. Hachi shlishi shepasul betruma dayuhu shepasul lekodesh. At least there should be a shlishi just like by truma, but not to extend it to revi. Dim kein bottle le high kavachomer. Because if you say that, then there's no purpose for the kavachomer. Because the shlishi by kodesh we know from the pasuk. The shlishi by kodesh lo itzrich. The lo mi boye dechi hechi de betruma aisnei be kavachomer mitvul yom. Hachi nami osi kodesh by kul kavachomer. Even in the pasuk. We can learn a shlishi from a kavachomer from the same place we learn truma is what's it called pasul b'shlishi. El afilu min haTorah lemadnu. You don't even need a kavachomer to tell me a shlishi b'kodesh is pasul. We have a pasuk that tells me. V'hainu dekomer lemadnu shlishi lekodesh min haTorah. Hilkach yamrin dayo ifrach lekavachomer. Therefore, if you say dayo, there's no purpose for this kavachomer. So whenever there's no purpose for the kavachomer, if you say dayo, you don't say dayo. So not only does what's it called kodesh have a shlishi, but kavachomer from truma that even has a revi. Milo askinen, milo matzina lemishma minad, afilu noga b'sheni, no mikomer lo yeyochem. Habosor asher yiga b'chol kodesh, b'chol toma, right? Any tome. Sheni is also called tome. Doha b'chol tome ksiv. V'sheni yikri tome, d'ksiv kol asher b'socho yitma. By a klicheres. Anything inside the klicheres. The klicheres is makabel tuma from a sheretz, right? An avatuma is matame kalim. And the, what's it called, the klicheres, therefore, is a rishon. And anything inside it now is makabel tumah, becomes a sheni. The ochel inside the klicheres becomes a sheni. And any basar that touches anything tameh, right, lo yeochel. So it's a shlishi. V'hai b'basar shlomim k'siv the kodesh inu. This pasuk is talking about shlomim, which is basar kodesh. Okay. Let's go on. Omer Rav Yochanan, Tam Baribi Eni Odeya Mahu, right? Shari Chuvasa Betzidam, right? Rashi Baribi Tamosh Rav Yosi Shu Chacham God. Baribi is a title of Godel, Talmud Chacham the Godel Hador. Eni Odeya Mahu Shalomed Raviba Kodesh Sharei Mikalachom Rezet Chuvasa Betzidam. So Rav Yochanan said, right, I don't understand this Kalvachomer because there's a pircha to the Kalvachomer. Right? What's the pircha? Shari Chuvaso Batsido. Ochel Habo Machmas Tful Yom Yochiach. Right? I'll bring you a raya from Ochel Habo Machmas Tful Yom. A Tful Yom, what's it called? Touches food. Okay? Shepasel Betruma. So a Tful Yom touches, what's it called? Food, it passes Truma. The Eino Osa Revi Bakodesh. But it doesn't make, that food can't now make a Revi Bakodesh. The Tanya, how do we know that? Abishol Omer, Tvul Yom, Tchila Lakodesh. A Tvul Yom is a din of being a Tchila Lakodesh, is a din of a Rishon, Lagabi Kodesh. Latami Shnayim Velitzel Echad. Right? That's what Abishol says. That a Tvul Yom can make, what's it called, he has a din of a Rishon, so he's Matame two things. Right, it's matame mashke, it's matame ochel, right? And then what's it called? And a third thing becomes posel l'truma, shlishi l'truma. So he's matame shnayim and posel echad. So according to Abishol, there's no problem. Adrabba, he what's it called? He makes a shlishi l'truma. Reb Meir Omer matame echad or posel echad. Reb Meir says no. He has a din of a sheni. He has a din, right? He's matame one. Right, and a shlishi pasels. The chachamim omrim kishem sheposel ochle truma umashke truma kach posel ochle kodesh umashke kodesh. And the chachamim say no, it's the same halacha as truma as kodesh. Just like he pasels for truma, he pasels for kodesh also, but nothing more than that. Therefore, this is the chorah that we go like the chachamim. So there's no such thing as a revi ba kodesh from a tevul yom. Rashi, ochel habo machmas tful yom, shenaga b'tful yom. The ochel touched the tful yom. V'hu shel kodesh o shel truma, and the ochel is either kodesh or truma. Yochiyah shepasul b'truma min haTorah ki depreshis leil. Right, shlishi l'truma we know is pasul min haTorah. The bekelim nomik siv hariv shemesh. Right, l'gabi truma ve'enu elul negiya. Because by kelim it also says the bo hashemesh v'toher, not only on the person but on the kelim too, and kelim, right, don't eat truma, so it must be that the keli is pasul if it touches truma. So that's talking about negia. Ve'eno osir revi b'kodesh l'rabbanan depligi alei d'abashol. And according to the rabbanan, right, it doesn't make a revi b'kodesh. It ends and becomes pasul just like truma for a shlishi, but there's no revi. So the chora, you see that it remains the same as truma. We don't say that it goes one step more by a tvul yom. The abashol, the amru tvul yom posel b'kodesh ve'enu matame lifsol es mishi yazra v'yigobo. It ends by the shlishi, even by kodesh. The kochzoka daitech the Rabbi Yosi k'rabbonis thirole. And that now we think that Rabbi Yosi holds like the rabbon, because if there's locus abashol and the rabbonon. And Reb Meir, the halacha is like the rabbin. So lechora, the halacha is that a tvul yom doesn't make a revi bakodesh. So then, why should there be a revi bakodesh bichlal? Hilkach tshuvaso betzido. Dimkein hochinami nidrish lahai kalvachomer she yifsol ochel haba machmas tful yom es hakodesh. Why don't we learn a kalvachomer? That if it makes a shlishi betruma, kalvachomer should make a revi bakodesh, and we see we don't let. Umame chusar kipurim shemutar betruma posel bakodesh. Ochel hanogea betful yom shepasel betruma dinu shiyasa revi bakodesh. You see you don't make that kalvachomer. That it ends by shlishi. Tvul yom tchila lakodesh. That's what Abishol says. Mala osu bakodesh lios tvul yom etzlo kerishon letuma. They made a mala legabe kodshim, and they considered a tvul yom a rishon legabe tuma. Vitame sheni bakodesh zemize, and it makes a sheni and then a shlishi, and it passels a revi. Sheochel shenogea b'tvul yom nasa sheni. Va'oses chaveiro shlishi, u'shneim kruim tmeim shemakalklin zacherim. They're both called tamei that they can at least make something else possible. V'hashlishi posel es ravi liosu atzmo posel, and the shlishi makes a ravi which itself is posel but not tamei. Avalo yifsol es acherim b'mago. It ends by ravi. So that's Abishol. So according to Abishol, in Chanami there is a ravi b'kodesh. There's no kasha from this on the kavachomer. Reb Meir Omer Metame Echad Uposel Echad Hari Hu Kishar Sheni. A Tvul Yom is like any other Sheni. Sheposel Es HaTruma, it makes a Shlishi by Truma. V'Hanogea B'Posel Es HaKodesh. Right, and somebody who touches that passes for Kodesh. Kach Tvul Yom HaPosel Es HaTruma HaNogea Bo Tomei LeKodesh V'Lifsel Od Echad. So according to Reb Meir also there's a Revi B'Kodesh. Okay, by the thing that's Posel the Truma. And the Gabi Truma doesn't make a Revi, but the Gabi Kodesh it makes a Revi. Kach posel, the Ein Hanogea b'Tvul Yom posel as HaKodesh, Elohu Asmo posel. And the Chachomi hold no, that a Tvul Yom, right, it's called, has the same din the Gabi Truma as the Gabi Kodesh. That the Shlishi is posel, it doesn't go beyond that. So now, Maskifla Rapapa, so Rapapa asks, what's your kasha? Mimai de Rabiosi Karabonan Svirale, Dilma Kabashol Svirale. The Omer Latami Shnaim Velisal Echad. Right? What's your kash on the Kavachomer that there's no Revi Bakodesh? Because the Chachomim hold that a Tvul Yom only goes up to a Shlishi, even Bakodesh. Maybe what's it called? Reb Yossi, who learned this Kavachomer, learns like Abishol. That what's it called? That there is such a thing as a Revi Bakodesh from a Tvul Yom. And therefore it's no kash on the Kavachomer. Where it says, no, Isol Kadaitich Kabashol Svirale. Why does that have to learn from the Kavachomer? Learn it from the same place that Abishol says that there's a Revi Bakodesh, right? Learn it from there. Uma ochel habo machmas tful yom. The tful yom gufe mutter bechulin. Right? Ochel that comes from a tful yom, right? Makes a Revi Bakodesh. And the tful yom himself is mutter bechulin. Amris also Revi Bakodesh, ochel shlishi. So an ochel that's a shlishi, habo mach m'sheni, the sheni gufei osa b'chulin, the sheni is tome even by chulin. Eino dinsha osa revi b'kodesh. If Rav Yossi held a kabashol, then learn the kalvachomer from a tvul yom. Why learn the kalvachomer from what's it called, from, shlishi, habosha shiiga b'chol tome. Right, that we know what's it called, and then learning from there, right? What was the kavachomer? Minayin l'revi b'kodesh apostle, ma mechusar kipurim shemutar betruma. Right. Why do we have to learn it from mechusar kipurim? Learn it from ochel haba machmas tful yom, just like Abishol. That he says that what's it called that there's a revi b'kodesh. So if Rabbi Yossi held like Abishol, he should learn revi b'kodesh from ochel haba machmas tful yom, not from mechusar kipurim. Mimai the Reb Yossi Karabonin Svirale, the Tahavi Tshuva Betzido. If he learns like the Rabbonin, then in Chanami we see that there's no Revi Bakodesh, right, from Tvul Yom. So why is there a Kalvachomer that there should be a Revi Bakodesh from Mechusar Kippurim? Mer says, "Mimai Rav Yossi Rabbanan Svirale, the Havi Tshuvasa Betzino, Dilma Ka Abishol Svirale." Maybe he takeholds like Abishol, and Abishol taka holds that there is a Revi Bakodesh from a Tvul Yom, the Ochel Shenoga Betvul Yom. V'hu Adin Davi Motzi Rav Papa LeMeimar Dilma Ka Rav Meir Svirale. Could have said the same thing. Maybe he holds like Rav Meir, if he holds like Rav Meir or the Abba Shaul, it's going to work out. The only one he can't hold like is the Rabbanan. Okay.
The Ein Kan Od Tshuva Doha Avid Ravi,
even according to Rav Meir, makes a Ravi too
Bakodesh.
El Ravusa Nokat.
Right, you want to say the what's it called?
He could hold like Abba Shaul.
Kolomar man lek lemalon. The lo machmer Abba Shaul.
Who says he doesn't hold the extreme like Abba Shaul?
The makavosi svirale. The ochel habo machmer tful yom. Im shel kodeshu metame echad uposel echad. Dahu the noga be poselay the oraisa. Vafilu havi kama truma posel lekodesh mikal vachomer mimechusar kipurim kedor shib yosi leil. The Dorish Le Nomi Hacha, Umama Chusar Kippurim Shemutar Betruma Pasul Lekodesh, Ochel Truma Habo Machmas Tful Yom, Shepasul Betruma, Eno Din Shiaser Aviva Kodesh, the Hecha the Havi Le the Kodesh, Ovid Rabban and Maila, Shiatami Echad the Yifsel Echad. Right? So the Chora, why, he could have said like Mayor Tobi, saying Ravusa, could even hold like Abba Shaul. Right? So, and then there's really no question. Mer says, no, it can't be. The Isol Kadaitach Kabashol Svirale, if Rabbi Yossi would hold like Abashol, he wouldn't have to learn Ravi Bakodesh from where he learns it. He can learn it from where Abashol learns. Mikal Vachomer de Mechusar Kippurim, Pasul Lekamo, Mimaila de Rabbona Metamile, Kivim de Uraisa, Pasul Le Lahu de Nogabe, Laisi Le Ravi Bakodesh, Mi Ochel Habo, Machmas Tvul Yom. If he holds like Abashol, right, that it's Metame Shnayim and Posel Echot, right, that the Tvul Yom becomes like a Rishon, and he continues on to Revi Bakodesh, he could have learned it from the same place Abba Shaul learned, and not learned it from Mechusar Kippurim. Uma Ochel Habo Mach Tvul Yom, the Tvul Yom, Shebo Mikocho, Shori Bechulin, and he could have learned it from like this, Ochel that comes from a Tvul Yom, with a Tvul Yom himself, Legabe Chulin, they didn't make any Maila, and he's Tohar Lechulin, okay? Osa Revi Bakodesh, Kolomar, poseles hakodesh mikal vachomer chusar kippurim, right? So surely, what's it called? An ochel sheni, which is tamei by chulin, surely should make it what's it called? A shlishi and a revi by kodesh. Shlishi habo machmas sheni, which is posel l'truma, right? And the shlishi itself came from a sheni that's posel l'chulin, that's tamei l'chulin. The shamina meitarti shma mino ochel habo machmas tful yom. The Svira Lei Kabashol, Ushmami no Shlishi Abo Machmasheni, Noi de Hamishi Bakodesh Lo Omar, the Naisi Minoki de Kovid Bitful Yom, the Hosam Malad Rabbonenhu, Uve Kodesh Mikodesh Mairi, Rabbi Yosef Midoraisikomer, of a Ravi, Mi Aisim Mino, a Ravi, at least we should learn. You can't learn a Hamishi from that, because the whole reason that there is such thing as a Ravi Bakodesh is a Malad Rabbonen. So you can't learn from that. It's not a Malad they made. But once we know there's such a thing as a shlishi minatora, at least a kavachomer to Ravi Bakodesh, and since he doesn't say that, and Rav Yossi learns the kavachomer from the Chusar Kippurim, obviously he doesn't hold like Abba Shaul. If that's the case, if he doesn't hold like Abba Shaul and he holds like the Rabbana, then what's it called? Then there's a pircha to the kavachomer that he learns from Ochel Habo Machmas Tvul Yom. Thank you.